Yeah, welcome back to the program. It's the BSB and we're on the road, and now we've taken on the road into the mounting yard, and we've got leading trainer in Newcastle, Chrissy Lees, with us. Chrissy, you've legged a few up here, but you pretty much grew up in this area.
Yeah, this is I haven't been anywhere in life, Jimmy. I grew up over there. My family house is over there, and I went to school 100 metres behind it. So this is it. This is me.
And this is what's going to be so exciting, isn't it? A $1 million race in Newcastle on a Saturday, and you're obviously very keen to win it, but did you ever think you'd see it in your time?
No, look, I didn't think we'd get a standalone Saturday again, to be honest. I thought our chances were gone to have that because our Cup Carnival's right in the middle of the Sydney Spring Carnival. So it's been a great initiative. I think it's going to be well received, and it'll get better year after year too.
Yeah. Okay, what about Graf? We'll start with Graf first. He seems to have all the ability in the world, but he might just have these two things underneath him that just are holding him back.
No, I don't think that's what's holding him back. He's had a few little issues over his career, really. Okay. But, look, we've raced him at a really high level all year. You know, he's got beaten a length in a Lightning, a Newmarket. He's took on the top sprinters this preparation. I wouldn't say it's a big drop in grade, but it's probably a more suitable race for him, back to handicap conditions. And most importantly for him, he's drawn favourably in a big field. So he'll get every chance.
All right, Lee Romaine, wide gate. If Lee Romaine drew a gate, would you be really confident?
Oh, look, he never runs a bad race. His first two runs back were disappointing. But he's freshened up well, and he was really good the other day in the Red Zell. He's a horse who doesn't really like being cluttered up. So the barrier's not a huge concern if he can just get into a three deep type of run.
What about tactical advantage? One down there in Melbourne, but Jimmy Smith. I need to bring this up because, you know, Melbourne Cup Day, Jimmy likes hanging out in the birdcage. He won't hang with us punters out.
He ditched us.
Yeah, he ditched us, basically. Yeah, yeah. But he name-dropped Usain Bolt, and he said that pick it up, pick it up. So he said to me, you know what I did on Melbourne Cup Day? I said, oh, what? He said, I ran into Usain Bolt. And I said, all right, how was he? And he said, no, he was good. He said, I tipped him a horse. I said, what was the horse? And it was tactical advantage. So Jimmy's claiming that he's given you a bit of luck.
Nice, yeah.
The great Usain was on.
Yeah, well, look, he's going as good as he can. He's a risk at the 1,300. 1,200 probably just sees him out. But if he gets really hot tempo, we'll ride him conservative. And if he can have that stalking run that he found Cup Day, well, he could easily figure in a finish.
All right, what about the two-year-old race? Speaking of the Aussie Bloodstock courses, I know you've got a couple of first starters that have trialled nicely.
Yeah, look, I think it's a really open race. There's seven runners. All seven have trialled well. 900 metres, luck in running from the gate is going to play a big part. Not a lot between my two. Probably couldn't split them, to be honest.
Just on the Hunter, mate, and I think the word came through about June of this year that, okay, we're going to put this $1 million race on in Newcastle. How much did that change what you were looking at and where you were setting horses for and what was their grand final?
Yeah, well, it's worked out okay for a couple of them. You know, Graf was one we were trying to head on an Everest path, but we decided we just weren't happy with how he pulled up from the Premier Stakes, so it was a logical race for him to be freshened for this type of race. We know he races well fresh and a nice trial into it, and La Romaine a little bit the same when he just wasn't going as well as we would have liked. So it's worked out pretty well. It's extended the carnival, and it's created more opportunity.
What about other horses on the program tomorrow, mate? Anything you like?
Oh, I thought Juventus, he was luckless at his most recent run. He should have finished right in the heels of the winner at Wefurl, and Barry O'Mine, he'll make his own luck and probably our best chance.
Miss Fabulous, I don't want to bring up old wounds, but I've never seen Laurie in the horror so much after the Flight Stakes. He's on at $26. and that was Loz's sort of first time where he's backing in all-in markets, and he's saying to me, so what happens here? We run at the odds. Anyway, he learned about the overs board. If she was to get a run, I mean, she's not going to get a run but she'd be pretty competitive in the Hunter.
She would be. From Barrier 1, she would be. And if she got a run, she'd start, but it's highly unlikely. And I'd suggest she won't run in the other race course with a bad gate.
Where are you going to take it? Because have you sorted her out? Because she just gets on the bid, doesn't she?
She's certainly a work in progress, but at this stage she'll probably run in Brisbane Saturday week in a stakes race.
And probably be a good thing.
Barry draw Pentney.
Yeah. Just speaking about Usain Bolt.
Hang on.
We were saying how fit you're looking, but you've got a few injury concerns. Is that right?
I've got the smallest calves in the world, but I keep tearing them. So I'm sticking to walking at the moment.
You know the other name drop he mentioned on Melbourne Cup Day.
He's good at it.
Yeah. Well, he ran into Madam Butterfly. Oh yeah. Susie O'Neill. And he reckons, oh. I need to tell you.
Did you hear about this?
Apparently, she mentioned Jimmy's ears three times. I said, you told us she mentioned your ears three times. Is that true or not?
Thanks very much for joining us today, Chris. We wish you... Hang on, we're not done yet.
Yeah, have you got any in Canterbury tonight?
Long bottom each way in the last.
Oh, beautiful.
If you're still awake. You'll be still awake.
Don't worry, I'll be still charged. they say if horses have got big ears, isn't that a... sign
there. Well, they say it's a good sign.
Yeah, there you go. So it's all right, Jimmy.
I think it extends beyond horses too. Hey, big day for you tomorrow. Big day for the Newcastle Jockey Club. Thanks for coming here this morning, Chris.
My pleasure, boys. Thanks.